Over the past school year, 8th grade students from both schools worked on 3 small rowboats that they had hand-built from piles of lumber. And now they could finally see their work in action. Natricia Williams is an 8th grader from Gensland, and she says this is something she'll never forget.
It was a good time, a good experience. And you know, we got to make our own boat. Some schools that I went to, we never made our own boat.
Before the boats were carried off to the water, they were christened with bottles of Izzy Sparkling Grapefruit by the students' teacher and project leaders. A small crowd of students, teachers, and onlookers watched with anticipation as the boats were placed in the river.
Are they leaking? Check the edges.
Some students were more worried with what was in the water than the boats floating. Marty Horning has been a teacher at New School for Community Service for over 18 years. He says this was an opportunity too good to pass up.
Yes, this is just what we do at New School, and this sounds so exciting. Something we've never done before.
The students work with Craft Adventures, which stands for Conservation, Recreation, and Apprenticeships for Teens, to teach them how to build the boats. Craft Adventures was started by the River Revitalization Foundation to enhance their learning, encourage academic success, and foster positive youth development. Horney says that this program can encourage interests in young students.
If one or two of the kids get the bug, you know, whether it's water, whether it's the science piece, whether it's the building piece, then we will have done our job.
Bill Nimke is the leader of Craft Adventures and was a driving force behind this program. He says he started it to teach students with a hands-on approach.
I'm a big believer in learning by doing, and that's what this is all about.
With this school year coming to a close, Nimke says he has big plans for his organization.
Yeah, my long-term vision is to, you know, establish a youth boat building program, and we would have after-school programs, and I envision job training programs as well. That's what we want to accomplish.
For Media Milwaukee, I'm Kevin Haugen.